We are back here at Farm Progress Show 2007 with Trish Braid Terry. I'm Ellen Durand, and a beautiful day today. A little breeze out there, and it's in the upper 70s, may get in the 80s this afternoon, but boy, those folks who chose to come today picked the right day for this year's Farm Progress Show. We were touching right at 100 degrees on Tuesday and Wednesday, and a beautiful day here today, a nice crowd on the grounds, and a good time to get out and walk around and talk to folks.
It certainly is, and it's a good day for the livestock demonstrations here. Just like people get hot, so do the animals, and the Farm Progress Show has expanded in recent years to include livestock more so than they have in the past. They're doing cattle handling demonstrations here. Also, some horses are here.
I understand you can get a free ride on a quarter horse
here.
Yeah.
The AQHA has a test ride program here. Also, Craig Cameron is doing some horse whispering. In addition, you can find out about meat goats here. I'm not sure that there's any goats on the ground, but there are goats on the grounds, it looks like, as I'm seeing heads nodding. And so it's a good day for livestock also because of the weather.
A lot of folks drive around Illinois, and here and there you see out next to the farmstead a few meat goats out there, and you kind of wonder, that must be a hobby operation. And when we compare it to the size of the beef and pork industry, it's still very small, but it's growing rapidly. In fact, by far and away, meat goat industry is the fastest growing livestock industry, and we're joined by Andy and Jen Miller, who are with the Illinois Meat Goat Producers here in Illinois. Nice to have you with us.
Good morning. Thank you for having us on today.
Well, tell us a little bit about your operation. How did you guys get involved in meat goats?
We ended up purchasing about 13 extra acres of farm ground, and we wanted to do something a little more productive than just have a few horses on it. So we started doing some research on what breeds of livestock we could actually make a profit on. And after looking around at various enterprises, we came to the conclusion that meat goats was the way to go for us.
Now, was this your decision or Andy's decision, or kind of a joint decision? Who was the leader in this meat goat surge?
I'd say it was probably my decision, because I was going to be working with the animals a little bit more frequently than him. I wanted something a little smaller than cows to work with, because I'd be working with them by myself quite often.
For our listeners, Andy and Jen are married.
Yes, so they're related by marriage. We talked about that earlier. Where is your farm?
We are located southeast of Champaign-Urbana in a little town called Sydney.
Mm-hmm. Now, Andy, let's get you on here a little bit, too. And the meat goat business, a lot of people wonder, well, how do you market meat goats? I go to the grocery store and I don't see a big goat section there. What's the market and why is it growing so rapidly?
That's right. The markets are just developing right now. Most people don't realize that 70% of the world eats goat meat, and the United States is becoming more and more ethnically diverse. We're strategically located, I guess, about a couple hours away from Chicago, 2 hours from Indianapolis, and 2.5 hours from St. Louis. All of these larger cities have large ethnic populations, but you also can't discount the university towns as well. And we're only 10 minutes from the University of Illinois in Champaign-Urbana, and we do a lot of off-farm market sales. So we're just marketing our goats locally, and we seem to have very good interest in it.
Now, they're marketed generally not through the, you know, the Schnucks and the Krogers and Jewel food stores. How are they marketed? How do you develop the market channels for this?
Right now, basically, we've created a website. I'll put a quick plug in for www.rushcreekfarms.com. And people find us that way. We're also in a couple different goat breed registries, and we've had people calling us up. We not only sell slaughter goats, we also sell high-quality breeding stock as well. So we're marketing both ways. But basically, it's been word of mouth. For example, I went to my doctor at Carl earlier this spring and discovered that he was from Africa. And my first question was, well, do you eat goat meat? Of course he does. So we sent him a letter in the mail when we had one ready to go, and he was more than happy to buy it.
And how do you handle processing then?
On-farm slaughter for goats in Illinois is illegal. So what we do is we sell the goat as a live animal to them. And as a courtesy, we're more than happy to deliver that goat to the processor that's about 10 miles from our house. And if they want to pick it up at the processor, they can, and if not, we can also take it to the
processor. So there are local processors that will handle it all around the state then?
That's correct.
Okay. Now, distinguish between the meat goat industry and the dairy goat industry, because I know goat cheese has been growing rapidly too, but that's a little different segment, right?
It is. That's correct. The meat goats obviously produce enough milk for their babies and for their offspring, but in the dairy goat industry, they're all about producing lots and lots of milk. The motto on our farm is, we ain't milking no goats, because I respect the dairy goat breeders out there. It's a lot of work to milk those goats two and sometimes three times a day, but the meat goats actually put on quite a bit more meat than the dairy goats do.
Well, one of the reasons I did want to talk about it is because there actually is a good, strong market for meat, goat meat. In fact, as I understand it, even with the increased production, we still import the vast majority of goat meat that's consumed in this country. So with all those imports coming in, there's a potential big domestic market that can be tapped into.
That is correct. If today we slaughtered every meat goat that was in the United States, we would only meet half of our demand right now. And we do import a majority of our meat from New Zealand and Australia. But tests have shown that the consumer is more than happy to have a fresh goat meat right off a farm here in the U.S. than they are having a carcass that's been hanging in a frozen freezer for about a month for New Zealand or Australia. So we need to produce more goats.
Well, Jan, it sounds like you made a wise decision getting with goats as opposed to, say, alpacas, which are wonderful, but the only thing you can do with them is sell them to somebody else. There is a market for goats here.
Correct. There is definitely a market for goats, and for people that are looking into getting into the goat industry, the first thing that I would recommend is looking at your market. Are you close to a town where you could do direct sales to customers, or are you close to the Chicago area? There are several processing plants in the collar counties around Chicago that specifically buy goats and send the goat meat to Chicago.
And you can do a search for the meat goat industry on the internet and probably find out a little more information. Unfortunately, all out of time, but we'll send it back to Bloomington for just a moment. Thanks for stopping by. Appreciate it greatly. This is RFD Today at Farm Progress 07.